Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
You're listening to Jazz Sunday on 90.5 WCBE. We're live here in Studio A with a group of 21st century jazz musicians, all young enough to be my sons, sad enough to say. But I'm glad you're here. I'd like to introduce the band members. We'll start with, from my right, with Mr. Rob Dove.
Hello, Columbus.
And we also have on bass, Mr.
Jeff Bass. Glad to be here.
On keyboards, we have
Tony Haygood.
And on drums, Mr.
Zach Compton.
Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in. So glad to have you here. I wanted to let everyone know that all of these young men are involved in the jazz scene here in Columbus, and it's just a matter of time before they blow up big, as they say, in hip-hop parlance. But I wanted to ask you guys what you think Columbus will look like in 30 years, because all of you are young enough to, actuarially speaking, be around at 2043. What do you think the jazz scene will be? You think that we will be seeing like Kansas City, Missouri, maybe Chicago or New York as a jazz scene? What do you think? Go ahead, Tony.
I think we're seeing a lot of development right now, and they're definitely a great big group of musicians here in town that are really helping build the scene. So I'm hoping we're shooting for New York.
There you go. Yeah, let's make it a regional jazz mecca, if not a national. Now, all of you have come out of school systems here in Central Ohio, correct? Mm-hmm. So what I wanted to ask each of you is, where were you trained? Where did you get started before we hear some music? Zachary, what about you?
Well, I didn't grow up in Central Ohio, but I came for college. I came to Capital for music school, and spent my 4 years as a jazz studies major here at Capital, and immediately got immersed. That was at the point where the Firehouse was still a big place for jazz, and Von Weister was there on Mondays.
Oh, I
would get to see Gene Walker and Jim Rupp and all kinds of different community musicians at that venue. Especially, I remember as an 18-year-old, that was kind of coming from rural Ohio to that was kind of eye-opening.
Wow. Tony, what about you?
I did grow up here. I grew up in Westerville and went to Westerville North High School. Westerville South was Todd Stoll, and he's the guy that pushed me to start taking lessons with Mark Pflugge.
Yeah.
And I studied at Capital University for 4 years as a jazz studies major as well with Zach, and now I'm here today.
Well, it speaks to our very, very strong educational institutions that we have around here, from secondary going into the college programs. Jeff, what about you?
I'm actually not originally from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in St. Louis.
Okay.
Home of Miles. And
you're gonna rub that in, right?
Well, I was I guess he was from East St. Louis, but
yeah.
I was born
close enough
in the suburbs, yeah. And then I came here to study at OSU, the double bass. I was originally a electric bass player and flute, actually, but I came here to study jazz on the upright bass at OSU, and I've been playing ever since.
That's great. So. And of course, we know about our guy here, Rob Dove, who's our first Rahsaan Roland Kirk Scholarship recipient, recent graduate of University of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Rob, you came back. Thank you.
No problem. I'm glad to be home for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm a product of Columbus City Schools. So I was born and raised on the north side of town, but my roots are definitely within the city, especially with spending my years in elementary school, especially where I first got interested into jazz, right up downtown off of Broad Street at Douglas Elementary Alternative. So it's been really nice, especially with the event that happened last night with the Walk of Fame at the Lincoln Theater. It was like I was coming home. So it was a really nice thing. So
I want to thank you for playing, and you too, Zach, for helping out with that. Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, let's stop talking and let people hear how you can play. What are you going to play for us first?
We're going to play a tune of mine. It's an original entitled Hands of Dark Blue.
Hands of Dark Blue, here on Jazz Sunday, live. Outstanding, outstanding. A composition from Zach Compton, Night of the Blue Hand?
Hands of Dark Blue.
Hands of Dark Blue. Hands of Dark Blue. Huh. That has a straight-ahead jazz feel, kind of out of the late 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So what inspired you for that?
It's funny. It was really sort of an academic thing at first, because I had gone through learning about improvisation and theory and technique, and I really feel like I didn't have a handle on the blues in a pure jazz setting where you can alter chords and you can substitute chords, and as a drummer, I remember struggling with the idea of composing over that medium. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to write a minor blues, which is a whole nother, you know, beast in and of itself. And I decided as a drummer, make it rhythmically interesting, write it in 5/4, yeah. As you could hear.
Yeah, I could hear that.
And then write it originally for two horns, so you have those two voices, and that's how it came to be.
Hands of Dark Blue. Now, are you guys calling yourself anything in particular? Again, for everyone who's just tuning in, we're broadcasting live from Studio A with our able Mike Taylor at the board. Thank you, Mike, for coming in. And we have Greg helping out also. And we're in Studio A, 90.5 FM WCBE, and we're broadcasting live jazz. And we have with us Zach Compton. Tony on drums, Tony Haygood on keyboards, Jeff Bass on double bass, and of course Rob Dove on reeds. You guys have a name?
Well, as of this point, we're actually getting ready to have our final gig together in the middle of this week on Wednesday at Dick's Den. We're billed as the Robert Dove Quartet.
The Robert Dove Quartet. So. Okay. That has a ring to it. And when will we be playing at Dick's Den? You said on Wednesday. That's the 31st.
We're going to be playing on Wednesday the 31st from 10 to 2 in the morning. So we're looking at having Swing Hard long into the night. So feel free to join us.
That sounds great. Sounds great. Let's hear another song. What do you guys have up for us next?
Well, the next one we're going to play is an original that I actually wrote entitled Table for Two.
Okay.
So here's that.
The Rob Dove Quartet on Jazz Sunday.
Thank you.
Rob Dove Quartet live on Jazz Sunday. That is a wistful ballad. It puts me in the mind of Coltrane's On a Misty Night. I'm blanking on the name of the Cleveland-born composer who wrote it. I can't remember his name right now. But at any rate, great song. I've heard that before. I've heard that before. Rob, have you played that before? Is that on one of your CDs?
Actually, as of this point, that was actually one of the featured pieces on my senior recital. That was part of to finish my degree requirements. So, but that was a tune that I wrote. That was strictly, it was something that came to me at 4 a.m. So.
Best songs come that way, don't they, Tony? Oh, dear. But that's a good ballad. You need to do something with that.
Mm-hmm.
Very good ballad. Very good ballad. And I wanted to note for our listeners who did not know, Zach Compston also heads up the Jazz Academy.
It's true.
And he works with the young ones, getting them steeped in the elements of blues and jazz, which means there'll be people coming behind you and saying you guys are old here in a few years.
Right.
But I wanted to note, Zach, you're also on Come Together. Did you play?
Yeah, I played. It was one of those rare moments that everybody dreams about, but it never actually happens, where somebody that was supposed to perform couldn't make it to record on the gig. And so I was there as the librarian. So I was managing all the sheet music for the session.
I said, hey, librarian, can you play the drums?
Yeah, and they all knew that I was a percussionist and I would just move back to town from grad school. And they were like, man, could you play congas on a track?
Yeah.
And I had just actually spent 2 years playing a lot of Latin percussion and Afro-Cuban music, and so I was able just to jump in and play. So I played congas on Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child on that track.
And for those who don't know, that's the latest album from the Columbus Jazz Orchestra, Come Together, which was performed live out at Jazz Zoo a couple of weeks ago, and that's Zach Compston getting down on the congas there on that. So we wanted to thank you again, the Rob Dove Quartet, for coming in, giving up their Sunday afternoon, a beautiful Sunday afternoon, to come in here and share some great jazz with us.
Well, we were glad that you gave us the opportunity to come in again. It's been a great experience once again.
It's always fun.
It's easy to do. It's easy to do because you gentlemen can play. So what are you going to play us out on?
Well, the last piece we're going to do is actually one of America's greatest composers for the jazz, Duke Ellington. The piece that we're going to be playing is entitled The Feeling of Jazz.
Edward Kennedy Ellington.
Mm-hmm.
All right, from the Rob Dove Quartet. And the song again, Rob, real quickly?
Is The Feeling of Jazz.
The Feeling of Jazz here on Jazz Sunday. Thank you.